It's nice to be here, and I'm glad Dr. Frank had his presentation before me because it sort of ties in with some of the things that I might be sharing with you this morning. I think Kathy and I talked for a while before we went into this presentation, what should we be calling this? And she said, can you talk about vision? And I said, well, I can add hearing also. And then I was looking at it, and I said, well, these are the two main senses, but what about the other senses? So we thought it would be a good idea to include all of them, at least just to touch base on. So you look at, we got five senses, taste, smell, touch, hearing, and vision. And I think they all get impacted, as you all know, with the aging process. Perceptual changes related to the growing older, if you look at them, become less acute, and that makes trouble in distinguishing details. And it has tremendous impact on the lifestyle, the quality of living, and can also result in the problem with communications, enjoyment of activities, and social interactions. And that could, all of these combined together, wind up leading us into isolation. All senses, if we look at it, receive information of some type from the environment that we live in. Stimulation from light, sound vibration, temperature, etc. Now, we all require a certain minimum amount of stimulation before a sensation is perceived. And this is what we call the threshold. And with the part of aging process, there is an increase in this threshold, and that what makes these senses, we lose some of them. And that's just because, just part of that. Well, let's look at the vision for a minute. Okay, this is my main topic of interest. If we look at the eye and the visual system, most importantly, we are looking at, say, this area, and going all, sorry, what happened? Okay. This area and going all the way in the back here. So what we need is clarity in this whole area for us to be able to see, starting from the cornea to the lens and back to the retina. And I may refer these thing to better. So let's talk about what happens to the acuity level that we are talking about. What happens to us? Everybody knows 20/20 because, you know, we are ingrained in our. And just to give you a sense of what 20/20 actually means for you, somebody came to me and said, well, I have better vision. I have 20/40. I said, well, because it's better than 20. So the point to remember is that first top 20 means the test distance, and that is in feet. So 20 feet, whenever usually we measure acuity levels at 20 feet. So what we are saying is that what you are supposed to be able to see at 20 feet, are you able to see at 20 feet? That makes it 20/20. Now, if you are looking at an object from 40 feet, object that a normal seeing person can, and you have to go up closer to 20 feet to see it, that means your vision is 20/40, and so on. So if you have a 20/200 acuities, that means what anybody can see from 200 feet, you have to walk up to 20 feet to see that object. So who has 20/20? How many of you think have 20/20? But who needs it? If you look at our standards of driving that you were talking about, we have no uniformity in driving in one state to the other. Although most of the states do require that you should have at least 20/40 vision, which to my mind is also not really acceptable if you really are trying to make sure, because you are driving, you are making split-second decisions, and you want to be able to see around you, and if your acuity is not good, we don't have time to think at that time. What is it? Where am I at? Especially what street I am. And there are other host of factors that are responsible in our driving abilities, and acuity vision itself plays a vital role. But in the state of Pennsylvania, where I am from, if you got a license to drive when you were 16, the privilege, and there is no requirement except you pay your fees every 4 years, you can renew it, and now they do some random checking after 65, but it's random, so you get lucky. I may not get checked till 80, 75, whenever, or unless somebody reports about it. But most important thing is, but our needs become less acute also. We are not driving like we were doing before. Some of them don't drive at all, give up. We want to make sure that the environment we live in, we are comfortable in doing, being able to do the things that we want to do. I'm going to tell you a few of the things. There are some age-related changes in vision that happen because of some diseases, which we are going to talk about in a few minutes. But few of the things I'm going to mention here are based on just normal, so-called normal age-related changes. And contrast sensitivity is one of the biggest factors that plays a vital role, sometimes we may not realize, in terms of falls, in terms of other things. Now, if you look at this room, and I know I was earlier in the other room, they were talking about the making sure that for to minimize falls is better to have the carpets rather than not have the carpets. And the question is, you may have the carpet, but, and here I have, so to, I have some conflict with designers, the people who are in the design business. You know, we don't see eye to eye, no pun intended, most of the time. On certain issues, because they are looking at what coordinates, the color coordination. If it is a big contrast, they don't want it. It's not in their vocabulary to have that. And what happens in those situations is if the wall and the floor are blended with the color, looks beautiful, but it is not functional from visually point of view. So as a part of aging process, this contrast does decrease. Depth perception is another big reason for falls. We don't appreciate it. I have had the pleasure and privilege of seeing all the old homes in Philadelphia area, and I'm sure old homes in everywhere probably reflect somewhat to the things. The depth of the steps in the older homes, a lot deeper compared to the newer homes that are being built. And given that nothing else has changed, and of course, we don't take as big steps as we used to take. Our vision is not good. The color is not good. The contrast is not good. What happens to that? And the lighting, which we are going to come to in the next second, is not good. So all those factors are very much responsible for the quality of life that ends up in, you got poor contrast, poor lighting, and those things contribute to the falls. Even if nothing else happens to us visually, the visual field that our side vision constricts with age. There is a few degrees of constriction because of the cells that are responsible in the peripheral part of the retina starts to become less functional. Either they die or are not as strong as they used to be. So there is a very gradual process. You don't notice it. You don't know it until you are sitting behind an eye examination and are being tested for it. So that does have a slight reduction. And what is that responsible for? Our peripheral vision is needed for our driving. Okay, so not knowing about it, we can make some compensation. For example, if I'm looking at you, this thing may not be clear. So what do I do? And especially when you're looking for driving, you use your left eye, for looking at the rear view mirror to get the view of it. So I can compensate if I knew, hey, which I'm having problem with it, that if I moved my head slightly. So there are some compensations that you can do for that reason. Well, I'm not going to go into the signs and symptoms because it might delay us for the rest of it, but there are some issues that I will bring it up in a minute. Let me go to some of the age-related eye diseases that affect us, and they are common, as you will see. Cataracts is one of the leading causes of blindness, but it should not be. Nobody should go blind because of cataracts. And everybody, if they live long enough, will get cataracts. No matter how old you are, everybody will get it. But nobody should be blind because of that alone. So there are avenues, and cataract means this is the part of the eye that is affected. The lens inside the eye starts to lose its clarity, crystal clarity, and because of the opacities that are caused by it. And that can, depending upon the extent of it, the cataracts can take months and years to develop and cause interference in vision depending on other conditions that may be impacted. And most of the times you can have the cataract surgery done. We have done wonders in that area. If there are no other complication, this is probably one of the best outcomes of surgical procedures that you can have in visually. Okay, all right. Four diagrams actually are, this is telling you, looking at the, when we look at the eye, this is the crystalline area which becomes, if you see the yellowness of that taking place here. And when you look at this one, this is how we will be seeing sometimes with a equipment, biomicroscope, than when we are looking at it, because there are different kinds of cataracts. So what, by definition, cataract means opacity in the lens, okay? Now, the size of opacity is what starts to interfere. So if you see a speck of dust in that lens, that becomes cataract, per definition. But how much interference it is causing to vision and my functionality is the issue. So just because you have a speck of dust doesn't mean you run and get surgery done and out. You may see worse than you were seeing before if you did that. The key thing is, when it starts to interfere with your functional vision, when you cannot do the things that you would like to do, that cannot be corrected with glasses or contact lenses or whatnot, that is the time to proceed for getting the cataract surgery done. And that is how it should be done. This is different forms of cataracts that you are looking at. Depends on whether the cataract is happening in this area, in the peripheral area, or is it happening, this is, looks like a cloudy lens right around there, and this shows people will have some reduced vision, whereas if you look at this whole picture, it shows that it is very, very cloudy and the acuity will be a lot less in this situation. So surgery is the answer. We are lucky because what they do is, if we look at this slide, they remove this culprit in here, the part that causes visual impairment. And instead, they take another intraocular lens, and this is inserted right around in there. And you can see reasonably pretty good visual-wise. So that's, there is no reason for people. And you would be surprised how many older adults are afraid to get the surgery done. So somebody needs to talk to them, telling them, making sure that there is nothing to be fearful unless they have other complications going on. And of course, this talks about the cataract surgery, how it is done. And the second biggest culprit of vision loss is diabetic retinopathy. Diabetes, as you know, is one of the diseases of old age too. It affects older people more as we get older. And it has to do with the length of time that you have diabetes. And so what you do is, the diabetic retinopathy is diagnosed through a dilated fundus examination. And if you don't have it done, every diabetic should have an eye exam annually. And if you don't have that done, probably you could miss it. Sometimes people don't go for any physical checkup, just go to the eye doctor and find out they have diabetic retinopathy because they have had long-standing diabetes which they did not know of, and then they are sent back for a blood workup and whatnot. So that's done. And this is what you are looking at, some of the impact of diabetes in the eye. Looking at these blood vessels that you see are leakage of blood vessels. So earlier they are identified, the better off you are in trying to find a treatment option for that. And laser can be used to treat diabetic retinopathy. The key thing to remember is that whatever part of the eye the laser touches, that area is destroyed. That is, does not have vision, but the objective is to maintain or retain whatever the vision is left. And of course, that just shows you. The third part is glaucoma, is the sneak thief of vision, what we call it. People don't know it. Don't find out until they have lost vision. One of the things about glaucoma is that whatever vision you have lost with it, you cannot get back. If you detect early enough, you can use, most likely, most of the times, even drops can reduce the pressure in the eyes and people can continue to enjoy good vision. But the key thing is, once you have glaucoma, most likely you will need medication throughout your life. That's what you are going to need. So that's another thing to keep in mind. And visual fields we talked about. Treatment of glaucoma is of the drops mostly, and sometimes the surgery is indicated. Macular degeneration is among the one of the leading causes of blindness among the older white adults. Actually, glaucoma is more prevalent in African Americans. Diabetic retinopathy is more prevalent in people, those who have diabetes, and you know that population who that is. So basically, macular degeneration is the more common among white population. And there you can see in the macular area, this is the part of the retina where you where is the sharpest vision, and that's where you see some of these exudates that you are looking at it, and they cause loss of vision. Unfortunately, we do not have any treatment. There are two kinds of macular degeneration, wet and dry type, and we don't have much on, there is no treatment offered right now for dry type. It's a slower part, but the wet type also has leakage of blood vessels, and right now we do have some form of treatment that has just been started. It's in the research is going on in the area. The only thing to keep in mind is that there is a distortion of vision in the central vision that is caused because of macular degeneration, and sometimes they say some of these antioxidants are helpful in delaying the process. Spots and floaters, everybody sees it, but they are not by themselves cause loss of vision. If you don't walk out of this room with any other information, if you walked out with this piece of information, then it's worth it. Lighting. Lighting is so important for old age. What a person needs at 20, if you, sorry, 2020, it comes natural. At 20 years of age, you need 3 times more light when you are 60. And 4.5 to 5 times more light in when you get even older. So doesn't mean that you are going to change the bulb from 100 watt to 300 or 400 watt, because that it also adds other glare problems and other things. But the most important part is the focused light on the reading material. If I have to ask, if I had a patient ask me if I have to choose between getting a new pair of glasses and changing my light bulb or changing my lamp, my advice to them will be the new glasses may not help them see better, but changing the light definitely will. I can guarantee that part. Contrast and depth perception, we did talk about it. It's very, very, I would say, if you look at it, the best contrast, there is no comparison between white and black. So that's the best contrast, but it may not provide much of this thing. Color vision is also affected. That's part of it. The blue, green, and violet are most affected by the yellowing of the lens that I mentioned to you. Blue objects appear darker than they are, and they start noticeable after age 70. Okay, I'm going to take this information out from here. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to go into hearing loss for a few minutes, and what I'm going to tell you is most important part is two things. If you look at the last bullet, it talks about earwax and aging process itself impacts aging. Instant aging, you can have it with vision is if you, most of you who wear glasses, you take your glasses off, you know you don't see well. So I don't have to show you. But I'm just going to give you a couple of minutes to this presentation. I want everybody to feel how a hearing impairment can affect you. So I would like you to, this will tell you, but if you have a paper, piece of paper, you just make three columns vertical, 1, 2, 3. And put down A, B, and C on the top. And when it tells you, you can.
Welcome to it. In our first demonstration, we will filter out some of the higher frequencies in the voice range. It will sound much as it does to someone with a moderate high frequency.
Well, you may want to raise it later, but that's OK.
Number 1. I don't have a word of movement. Number 3.
Put that cookie back in the box.
Number 3. How do you
spell your name? Number 4.
You probably had a little problem understanding what was said, although it still sounded reasonably clear and natural. Now we will repeat the same sentences, but this time we will take out even more of the high frequencies. You will have to listen even more carefully this time.
Number 4.
That was harder to follow, wasn't it? once more. And this time, we are removing more frequencies so that we are simulating speech as it is heard by someone with a severe hearing loss. Or, in other words, someone with sensitivity to sound only in an extremely narrow range in the lower frequencies. You will find speech is now almost totally unintelligible. How would you like to go through life hearing nothing more than that? This is an unfair hearing test. The words have been carefully chosen so that they are easily confused with other words which sound much the same, and we have rigged the test to prove a point. You will hear the list of words three times. First, filtered as though you had a slight high-frequency hearing loss. People with this degree of impairment often do not even realize they have a loss. In fact, they get very indignant when their friends suggest that they may have a hearing problem. At other times, they are very frustrated because they think everyone is mumbling, even when they're not. We will also speak just a little softly, so you will have to concentrate hard on hearing the words correctly. You are to write them down. We think you're going to have a little problem getting them 100% right. Remember, we are giving you a little hearing loss as you listen to the test. Go ahead, try it. Write the words in column A on the worksheet. Here's the list. Ready?
Number one, hearing. Number two, cough. Number three, sound. Number four, speak. Number five, rise. Number six, red. Number seven, sick. Number eight, sane. Number nine, dead. Number ten, sleep.
Now, we will repeat the list without eliminating any of the high or low frequencies, just as though you had normal hearing, but again, just a little softly, so it isn't too easy for you. This time, use column B to write them down.
Number one, fill. Number two, catch. Number three, thumb. Number four, feet. Number five, wide. Number six, wedge. Number seven, fish. Number eight, show. Number nine, bed. Number 10, juice.
Was that better? Good. I'm still not willing to bet that you got the ball right. There are some tricky words on the list. Now comes the interesting part. This time, instead of filtering out the high frequencies, we are going to put in a little more of them. It will sound as though you are wearing a hearing aid, which is compensating for your hearing loss, by giving extra emphasis to the frequencies that you don't hear so well. Try it once again. This time, write the words in column C.
Number one, fill. Number two, catch. Number three, thumb. Number four, heat. Number five, wise. Number six, wedge. Number seven, fish. Number eight, shows. Number 9, bed. Number 10, juice.
Now, if your hearing is normal, you should have done as well on...
Okay. So basically, it just gives you some idea of it. And Kathy cheated on this thing because she increased the volume for you guys so that you could hear it better. But the point is that look at this way. These are just the words. You don't speak words. We speak sentences. And people don't have vision or hearing loss just for words. They have for everything. So just be careful when you are speaking with your older patients next time, older people you work with. Well, sense of smell also affected. Next time, it's almost going to be lunchtime when you go out eating lunch. Take a bite regularly and then close your nose and take second bite and you will see the taste difference is there. And also, without even having to not having teeth problem, you can feel the difference. So, what we have is all senses decline with age. I know it's time is running short. I don't want to take it. All senses decline with age except for one. Which one is that? Common sense. But we must make use of it. Keep an eye on happening changes. Take precautions before they happen and cause irreversible damage. Environmental modifications to minimize the impact of changes on our lives and activities of daily living. Thank you.